straight on goal, Simon.
AFCON 2022. My name is Elozinam.
The boy Shea Wolo.
We are live at the
Ball Gecko Park.
Come on, it is electric.
Hey guys, welcome to Ball Gecko Narrated. My name is Ayola Kelechi, and on this episode, we're going to be talking about Didier Drogba and the Mimosifcom boys. That's the Academy of ASEC Mimosa in Ivory Coast, and how they were able to help stop a civil war from breaking out in their country on two separate occasions. So even though most people know about this story from around the 2005 era, just before the 2006 World Cup, the original story actually dates much further back to around 1983 to 1985. A French coach at the time called Jean-Marc Gilou was in search of a forward for his team AS Cannes, and he signed up an Ivory Coast player or a Cote d'Ivoire player called Youssouf Fofana to Cannes directly from ASEC Mimosa at the time. And it proved to be an incredible signing for him. For both people, really, because for Cannes, they got a lot of goals from Fofana, and Fofana got the popularity that playing for ASEC Mimosa would probably never have afforded him. And the success of this signing just went to show Gilou and other people that there could be so much untapped talent in a place where people are not given as much opportunity as Gilou was able to give Fofana. By 1993, towards the end of his coaching career, he went back to Ivory Coast and founded the Academy des Sol Beni in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, and it eventually went on to become the main academy for ASEC Mimosa and was renamed to the Academy Mimosifcom. During his time in Cote d'Ivoire, he was able to bring about a lot of the better players of Cote d'Ivoire in the history of the country. Players like Didier Zokora, Aruna Dindin, Bonaventure Kalou. And the academy was such a success because he had a lot of partners in Europe where he was able to ship these players to give them a better opportunity, you know, to give them a better shot at life as a professional footballer. One of his main customers, if you may, was Arsene Wenger, who actually was his assistant coach while he was at AS Cannes and was also one of the people who coached Youssouf Fofana while at Monaco in a period that was incredibly successful for both AS Monaco, Fofana, Arsene Wenger. They reached the final of the UEFA Cup Winners' Cup, which was the predecessor of, should I say, the Europa League of this time. And because of the work of these guys, people like Emmanuel Eboué, Kolo Touré, Yaya Touré were able to reach heights in European football that were probably beyond their reach before that. So how did these guys go from being just footballers who wanted to make a name for themselves or make a living as footballers in Europe to becoming national heroes, national icons, and people who could have impacted something as serious as a civil war happening in their country? Well, it just so happens that in 2005, when the country was on the brink of war, they were also on the brink of qualifying for the World Cup, and they won their final qualification match in October 2005, and this is where Didier Drogba comes in. After the final whistle, after qualification was secure, he then went up to the media and he gave an impassioned speech where he told the Ivorians, "Listen, men and women of Ivory Coast, from north, south, center, and west, we prove today that all Ivorians can coexist and play together with a shared aim to qualify for the World Cup." He then continued, "We promised you that celebrations would unite the people. Today we beg you on our knees. The one country in Africa with so many riches must not descend into war. Please lay down your weapons and hold elections." Now, he was at the time surrounded by teammates and soldiers, being that they just qualified for the World Cup, and the nation was in ecstasy, really, because for the first time, they were going to see their national heroes at the biggest stage in national or international football. And then the players, of course, continued, "We want to have fun, so stop firing your guns." And they did, in fact, have fun, because a year later, or less than a year later, they were at the FIFA World Cup representing Ivory Coast in her first ever World Cup appearance. And they gave a good account of themselves, really, despite the fact that they were grouped with Argentina and Netherlands, who at the time were both in the top 10 of the FIFA rankings. They lost both games to Argentina and Netherlands by slim margins, 2-1, but they also defeated Serbia, who also at the time were just getting into their own as one of the top sides in Europe. The team that went to the World Cup and qualified for the World Cup initially contained 14 players from the Mimosifcom Academy out of 23, and it was their actions that were chiefly responsible for helping to stop that war, because after Drogba's speech, there was a period of calm as they watched their team at the World Cup. Although they didn't qualify for the next round, they were still able to give a really good account of themselves, and Unfortunately, immediately after the World Cup, the factions who were fighting were back at it again, and it seemed as if Ivory Coast was on the brink of war. They called out to their heroes once more, and the national team responded. In 2007, a year after the issues had resumed and the hostilities had resumed, the national team decided to play a game in the northern part of Ivory Coast in Bouaké, which was at the time occupied by rebels. And this was actually an idea brought up by Didier Drogba, who, despite being from the southern part of Ivory Coast, this side with more power, who had more distrust for the northern side, which was at the time occupied by rebels. And because of his idea, the team were able to play the game against Madagascar in a Nations Cup qualifier, and they won 5-0, interestingly enough. And immediately after the game, again, Drogba gave another speech, and he asked them to look at what had happened. They had held a game successfully, peacefully, in the northern part of Ivory Coast with no problems, despite all the skepticism and all the fear of security problems in that side of the country. And he begged the rebels again to lay down their weapons for the second time. And once again, they actually agreed to do what he had suggested. They laid down their weapons because the singular action of allowing the team to come to the northern part of Cote d'Ivoire helped to change the narrative of the northern Ivory Coast as being a rebel stronghold, and it helped to reduce skepticism held by the southerners against their northern brothers and sisters, making peace talks between the warring factions a lot smoother and saving the country from another protracted war. This just goes to show how well football can be used as a tool for social impact. If something that someone thought about in 1983, 1985, and implemented in 1993 could have such a lasting impact as far forward as 2005, an impact so great that it was able to stop a war or a country from eating itself through war, there can be very little arguments of how much football can be impactful in the society. So this has been the story of how Didier Drogba and the boys from Imofsicom Academy were able to help Cote d'Ivoire to avoid a serious conflict or confrontation within itself. This has been Borgeko Narrated, and thank you so much for listening.